USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. marks a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since President Biden takes office in January. Biden yesterday thanking the CDC.
You're saving lives. You're saving lives. But you're changing the psyche of the country.
But doctors still see causes for concern. New cases nationwide, 55,000 a day, as variants spread in states, ease lockdowns, and airline travel increases. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC yesterday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago.
They pulled back on their mitigation methods. They stopped wearing masks. They opened up the bars. They did the things that we warned shouldn't be done. And now Europe is seeing, in general, a surge of 5 to 10%. I hope that doesn't happen here, but it looks like it's starting to do that.
Fauci estimates only about 12% of the U.S. population has been completely vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
While in Atlanta to visit the CDC Friday, President Biden also meets with Asian Americans to discuss this week's murders at three Asian-owned businesses in Georgia. 8 people killed in the mass shooting, 6 of them Asian women. Biden says we need to speak up to stop hate.
Is it hate and violence often hide in plain sight? It's often met with silence. That's been true throughout our history. But that has to change because our silence is complicity. We cannot be complicit. We have to speak out. We have to act.
Biden calling on Congress to pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. With Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials. China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. The two sides also discuss trade and military activities in the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Apparently, last month really was as cold as you thought it was. Wendy King explains.
New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
First round action continues Saturday in the NCAA men's basketball tournament with the recap of a wild day one. Here's Dan Naraki.
It was an eventful first day of the NCAA tournament. Oral Roberts became just the ninth 15 seed in tournament history to knock off a 2 seed as they beat Ohio State 75-72 in overtime. It was also the Golden Eagles' first tournament win since 1974. The Mean Green of North Texas knocked off 4-seeded Purdue 78-69, making 2021 the third straight tournament to see a 13 seed beat a 4. 12-seeded Oregon State took out 5th-seeded Tennessee 70-56, 10th-seeded Rutgers got by 7th-seeded Clemson 60-56, and 11th-seeded Syracuse ran away from 6th-seeded San Diego State 78-62. Top seeds Baylor and Illinois also easily advanced. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.